Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. And now, play ball. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Woodling moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Woodling moves to third. Smith moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser strikes out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Keane applying the tag. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith is hit by the pitch. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. J.W. Porter pinch hits for Billy Heft. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 1 in the game. Keane strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Keane out. Two outs. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward bunts between the mound and first base. Miller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Colavito moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0 for 1 in the game. Score strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bride Wesser fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy is called out on strikes. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Woodling is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0-for-1 in the game. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Breidwesser moves to second. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Breidwesser moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Breidwesser tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Miller moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hegan bunts towards first. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-for-2 in the game. Score hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Score for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0-for-2 in the game. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy throws the ball into Bowling, who tags Avila, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to third. Smith moves to second. Walt Masterson now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Colavito hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling catches it and throws to first to double up Rosen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Early win now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bowling strikes out. One out. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 0-for-3 in the game. Bridewesser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Small pinch runs for Wayne Bilardi. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Jack Phillips. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Small moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Small moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-4 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.